Now we can return to news items. As mentioned in the letter slot, the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital is looking at its food options. It is also looking at a costly new heating system and a bid to expand its robotic surgery facilities. We'll start, however, with a couple of awards mentioned in the paper. Two cafes at a Norwich museum have been named among the best in the UK. The Sainsbury Centre cafes have been featured in a list compiled by The Guardian of the best museum eateries around the country. The Modern Life Cafe and The Terrace are included in the roundup and have been named alongside the V&A cafes in London and the rooftop restaurant at the Ashmolean Museum in Oxford. The Terrace is highly recommended for quick refreshments for those visiting the museum. The article reads, "The Terrace serves excellent coffee from Square Mile Roasters and a small but high-quality selection of sandwiches and baked goods." There is also outdoor seating on the patio, which overlooks the sculpture park and is raved about in the article. The guide recommends the Modern Life Cafe for more substantial fare, with a wide variety of sandwiches, salads and stews, home-baked cakes and cookies. It concludes, "It's generously priced given the freshness and quality of the fare."
A lifelong bowls player has taken home a top award for his many decades of hard work and dedication to the sport. Brian Taylor, now 82, was a young man when he first took up bowls, playing for years as a member and regular at Norwich clubs. It wasn't until 1992, when Brian was inducted as a greenkeeper at the Country Arts Club in Plumstead Road, that his skills were recognised. Under Brian's stewardship, the club has maintained some of the highest membership numbers in Norfolk. And in recognition of his three decades of service, Bowls England awarded Brian the Greenkeeper of the Year award at a ceremony in Leicester in February. "It's great to be seen for the work I've done all these years," he said. People all over the country were up for the award, and in the final, there were six others, so I did quite well. Brian is also the Norfolk Bowls Association Greens Advisory Officer, where he offers his expertise and knowledge to other clubs in the region.
Norfolk's largest hospital is reordering its menus to put vegetarian options at the top to reduce the amount of meat patients eat as part of efforts to combat climate change. The move by Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital is intended to help it cut meat consumption at the site by 30% by 2032. Environmentalists say that meat production has a significant carbon footprint, and the policy is part of a wider strategy to make the NHS net zero by 2045. However, the plan has raised eyebrows among the local farming community, who argue meat should be promoted as a key part of a balanced diet. Under the hospital's environmental strategy, known as Greening with Pride, vegetarian options will appear at the top of menus given to patients choosing their food options. Officials believe this will make them more likely to select these options over meat alternatives.
Another story now about Norfolk's biggest hospital. It's to install a new £9 million heat pump, even though officials say it will cost more to run than the existing heating system. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, which is currently making spending cuts to plug an £11 million gap in its finances, is to install the device to reduce its carbon emissions. The pumps, which use electricity to extract heat from the air outside to warm buildings, can reduce energy bills in the long term. However, health bosses say that they expect the NNN's new pump to increase running costs. They also plan to keep the existing gas heating system as a backup. Installation costs for the £9 million pump are not being paid for out of the health budget, but from a grant from the Department for Energy and Security and Net Zero, after a successful bid by the NNN. However, the increased running costs will be met by the NHS, raising concerns that they will place further pressure on the hospital's budget, which have already seen bosses place bans on staff ordering pens, among other saving measures.
The county's largest hospital has launched an ambitious bid to put itself at the very forefront of the futuristic robotic surgery industry. The Norfolk and Norwich Hospital is preparing a bid to expand its current robotic surgery department and become an institute of robotic surgery. This would see the hospital become recognised as a leading light in robotics and a key player in developing the technology and training new surgeons. As part of the bid, the hospital's charity is hoping to raise funds to double the number of robots it has on site. Currently, the robotic surgery team has use of two state-of-the-art Da Vinci robots, which carry out a vast range of operations and cost around £1 million each. But the hope is that this figure will soon double, increasing surgery capacity and the opportunities for more training. During the hospital's April board meeting, directors agreed to lodge a business case for expanding the department and purchasing the two new robots.